And joining me live in studio today is Barb Merritt. Barb is a mental health counselor at Lincoln County School District Number 2, one of the Wyoming Board certified mental health counselors within the school district. Good morning, Barb. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in studio today. So tell us about yourself as a Wyoming Board certified mental health counselor. What does that mean? What do you do?
So our district is pretty phenomenal. They hire a number of us who are board certified counselors. So I work for Lincoln County School District 2, and I work for the secondary schools. So two high schools and one middle school, helping to provide mental health for those in need.
Okay, and so how does one get into this type of career? What took you this direction?
I initially started in child protection. I loved doing that. I worked for Idaho Department of Corrections and worked for some other agencies and decided to turn my mind to adolescents, where I feel like we can make the most difference.
Absolutely. So what is a day in the life like for you? What do you typically do day in and day out?
So it's pretty full. I hop between schools. I usually help principals and staff admin with what they see as top priority. I do a lot of suicide assessment, a lot of drug treatment or drug counseling. I help students who are just struggling with grades or attention focus. A lot of different things.
Absolutely. So again, in studio this morning, Barb Merritt, mental health counselor at LCSD number 2. So I understand you're partnering with Brittany Ritter, who we've had on our show a number of times. She's with the Lincoln County Prevention Coalition. She works a lot in the community with many of those same aspects you just mentioned. And you're presenting a training, a suicide prevention training. Tell us about this.
We are. So I have been working in conjunction with Brittany Ritter with Lincoln County Prevention Coalition. She and I both had attended a PROSPER training with Teton County. I went twice in the last year and really thought that it was beneficial and could be brought to our community. So together we have decided to put on a training in April.
And this training is for who?
So largely, this is going to be a training for professionals in the community. We've had a really good response from Star Valley Medical Center, Sheriff's Office, Police Department, EMTs, but would be open to others if there's room. We're also opening it up for an entire day. It's a one-day training to Lincoln County School District Number 2. And so we've got a pretty good group already going, and we're excited to be able to train our staff so that we as a staff are more prepared to help students in need.
Absolutely, because I'm sure this is something you always have to stay up to date on, right, and watching the current trends. And talk to us more about that and what it takes to just be aware of what's happening in this day and age.
Yeah, absolutely. So suicide is a hot topic. The reason that it's a hot topic in Wyoming is we're rated number one as far as suicide mortality rates. So we are followed by Alaska, Montana, and New Mexico. So it's a really big topic in Wyoming. Prevention is, and this program, what I did love about it, is it's a gatekeeper program. So statistics have shown that we don't do a very good job at suppressing suicide rates over time. No matter what we've offered, it hasn't done a great job. So gatekeeper programs, they elicit help from the community and those who are working with people every day to be able to not be so afraid to get engaged and to have the tools to know how to do so.
So this program's coming up April 22nd and 23rd, as you mentioned, for professionals within the community. If parents want to get involved, if there are openings, how does someone just check this out and see if it's something they can participate in?
Certainly. So what we'll be doing is on the Lincoln County Prevention website, there will be a training link that you can get into and you can sign up. That's coming up shortly, and hopefully that should be out in the next couple of weeks.
You know, again, speaking with Barbara Merritt, she's a mental health counselor at LCSD number 2. You talked about the emergency responders that are participating in this, the EMS and the firefighters and staff at Star Valley Health and whatnot. But you also mentioned a lot of the staff just at the school district is participating. So walk us through not just this training, but what do the teachers do on an annual basis, maybe to learn and stay up to date on how to keep an eye out for these things?
Yeah, so this training specifically is offered by a suicidologist, Kent Corso. And he spent 20 years not only in the Air Force, but working on a program which is applicable by coaches, teachers, general staff in school districts, as well as in the community. And what it does is it helps them adopt a language that is respectful and non-judgmental, so suicidal kids and patients will engage more. So even our coaches can use it to assess suicide risk in 10 to 15 minutes. It's very quick. So it's usable, which I find in the school district to be very difficult. You don't have a lot of time. I think our EMTs would find the same thing in our medical professionals. So it's really usable and it is efficacious. It shows that it may possibly reduce suicide attempts by 76%.
Wow. So it's very effective then is what it sounds like. Again, the suicide prevention training hosted by Lincoln County Prevention Coalition in conjunction with the mental health counselors at LCSD number 2. That's coming up April 22nd through the 23rd, and the Prevention Coalition's website is the place to find details on that, sounds like, right?
That sounds right.
Barb, anything we missed on this event specifically or anything else about what you do in mental health in the district you'd like to mention?
Nope, I'm just excited to put this out. For those that do sign up who are professionals, it will be 7 credits. So just making a clarification, it's a one-day training. We're offering it on 2 separate days, and so you can sign up for either April 22nd or April 23rd.
Perfect. That's Barb Merritt, mental health counselor at LCSD number 2. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.